Welcome back to Targum Yonasan on the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. Parsha's Kisavo features one of the two tochichos, one of the great admonition of Moshe Rabbeinu, where he rebukes Klal Yisrael and warns them about terrible curses that will befall them if they don't fulfill Ratzon Hashem. And it actually starts off with a bunch of brachos, a bunch of blessings, and then if they would keep the Torah, and then it goes into the curses. And there are some blessings and curses that are obviously, parallels or really reverse parallels of each other. One such example is in Perek Chaf Ches, Pasuk Vav, where it says, Baruch Atah Bavoecha, Baruch Atah B'Seisecha, which means blessed, you will be blessed in your coming, and you will be blessed in your going. And then we see a few psukim later, and once it gets to the curses in Pasuk Yates, it says, Arur Atah Bavoecha, V'Arur Atah B'Seisecha. You will be cursed. You are cursed in your coming, and you will be cursed in your going. So that's clearly a parallel, a reverse parallel. The curse is the exact opposite of what the blessing would be. However, if we look at Targum Yonasan, there's a couple of unexpected differences that we'll point out. So if you go to Vav, Targum Yonasan says, Brichin atun b'me alchon levate medrashechon, that what does it mean you'll be blessed in your coming? In your coming into the bate medrash, into the houses of study. Uvrichin atah b'me papchon the frak matyechon, and you'll be blessed in your going out when you go out to work. And there's a discussion here of how exactly Targum Yonasan sees that, and it is likely related to certain ideas we saw in the Berachas Yaakov, but not for now. The main point is that Targum Yonasan views the coming and going in the blessings, it's the coming into the Bate Medrash and the going going out to work. So you would expect that in the curse, when Targum Yonasan will translate and elucidate the curse, it would be you were cursed in your coming to the Bate Medrash and you are cursed in your leaving to work. However, we take a look, Targum Yonasan does not say that. Actually, Targum Yonasan says, well, the second part is basically the same thing, right? Velitin, you will be cursed. Atun, you will be cursed. B'mipakchon lefrag matyechon. But the first point, litin atun b'me'alchon levotei Tartronechon v'kur k'saschon levatala piskamein oraisa, which means that you will be cursed in your going into, your entering teatret nechon, which is like sound theaters, and kir k'sechon, right? A teatar and a korkas are theaters and circuses, right? The coliseums and whatever else that you would enter levatala piskamein oraisa that you would go there to be mevatel Torah, not be involved in Torah. So this is not what you'd expect to be the opposite, right? The previous, right, the blessings, that says you will be blessed in your coming, Targum Yonasan says you will be blessed in your entering the Batei Medrash, and blessed in your going to work. And over here by the curses, it says you will be cursed in your entering to the circuses and theaters, and you'll be cursed in your going out to work. So the second part is the same, but the first part is different. And we have to try to explain why that would be. So there could be a few different possibilities. I think one simple explanation is that, it looks like it's not really precise, but and maybe it can't be precise because practically the Jewish people, when they would be deserving the curses, were not entering the Batei Medrash. They were not going to night seder and learning. They were going to the theaters and the circuses and the coliseums, and they were not involved. So it wouldn't make sense to say you will be cursed in your entering the Beis Medrash, because they weren't entering the Beis Medrash. That could be one practical explanation of why it's not a precise opposite, because it can't be. That's not what would actually take place. Another possibility we could suggest is that it's just not true that they would be cursed in their entering the Beis Medrash. That maybe the entering the Beis Medrash would actually spare them from curses. That the curses would be if they would be entering the the circuses and theaters, that's where the curses would take place, and if they would be going out to work. But if they're actually going to the Beis Medrash, then maybe that there wouldn't be curses befalling them, which is a nice idea about the importance of obviously learning Torah and being creating an environment and surrounding yourself in an environment of learning Torah. But one more suggestion we can suggest is that it could be that the blessings and curse are themselves entering the Batei Medrash and places of entertainment, respectively. That when we say this is the blessing, right? This is the blessing when you enter the Beis Medrash. Maybe it's actually the blessing is that you can enter the Beis Medrash, and then the Colosseums and the circuses and the theaters. The curse is that that's what you're doing, because what that leads to is a life aside from the fact that there's so much violence and bloodshed that took place in the Colosseums, but it's a waste of life. It's being mevatel Torah, l'mevatola piskomei araisa, as Targum Yonason says. And that is really the biggest curse of all. That to see that the blessing is entering the Beis Medrash, and it's a blessing to be able to view entering the Beis Medrash as a blessing. And it's a curse to not even view a life of just entering the theaters and circuses as a curse. So whichever one of these three interpretations you take for why the curse is not exactly precise, we should halavai learn from the positive and learn to be involved in the Beis Medrash, and we should be zocha to only the brachos. Have a beautiful Shabbos.